Eastern Kentucky's Civil War Battles and Skirmishes, 1861 through 1862. West Liberty Skirmish, October 23, 1861. Union forces under Colonel Harris clashed with Captain Jack May's small Confederate unit. The Confederates retreated back towards Prestonsburg. The Battle of Ivy Mountain, November 8, 1861. Captain May led a small Confederate force to delay four Union regiments, allowing the main Confederate troops to evacuate Pikeville and retreat to Pound Gap. Tom's Creek Skirmish, January 4, 1862. Union troops under Garfield engaged a Confederate scouting party at Hager's Farm. The Confederates held the position but were pushed back. Jenny's Creek Skirmish, January 7, 1862. Union cavalry attacked Confederate forces west of Paintsville, driving them off with minimal casualties. Battle of Middle Creek, January 10, 1862. Garfield's Union troops fought a full day against Marshall's Confederate forces. Multiple assaults eventually forced the Confederates to retreat, leaving supplies behind. Battle of Pound Gap, March 14, 1862. Garfield's forces quickly routed the Confederate garrison at Pound Gap, capturing their fort with no Union losses. Menifee's raid on Pikeville, August 2 through 5, 1862. Confederate guerrillas raided Pikeville, skirmishing with the Home Guard, killing 9 Union men and seizing livestock and supplies. Marshall's invasion of Eastern Kentucky, September 1862. Marshall moved through the Pound Gap, occupying key towns along the Mount Sterling-Pound Gap Road. After the Battle of Perryville in October, he withdrew to southwestern Virginia. Battle of Wireman Shoals, December 4, 1862. Union troops escorting supplies were captured by Confederate partisan rangers. Hampton, the Union commander, was killed, and the Confederates seized weapons, ammunition, and uniforms. Eastern Kentucky's Civil War Battles and Skirmishes, 1863 through 1864. Marshall's Raid, March through April, 1863. On March 15, 1863, Marshall led 1,800 mounted men through Pound Gap, joined later by Colonel Jack May. They tried to capture Fort Bishop in Louisa, but found it too well defended. Instead, they moved through Breathitt, Wolfe, and Owsley counties, burning and plundering farms, and then returning to Virginia. Skirmish at Smoky Valley, March 24, 1863. Marshall's cavalry attacked 300 Union troops at Smoky Valley, forcing them to retreat to Fort Bishop. After inspecting the fort, Marshall decided not to attack. Battle of Turman's Ferry, January 9, 1864. While camping near the Big Sandy River, 75 Union soldiers of the 39th Kentucky Infantry were surprised by 150 Confederate cavalry under Colonel Ferguson. The Union men fled in panic, suffering 14 killed or wounded, with many others frostbitten. Clay's Raid, March through April, 1864. 600 Confederate cavalry under Colonel Clay marched to Paintsville, attacking Union forces, but were repulsed. Seeing the Union stronger than expected, Clay retreated to Salyersville. Battle of Punchin Creek, April 14, 1864. Union forces led by Colonel Gallup surprised 600 Confederate cavalry at Half Mountain. In a four-hour fight, Clay was wounded and captured. Confederates lost 60 killed or wounded, 60 captured, 200 horses, 400 saddles, and 300 weapons. Morgan's Last Raid, June 2 through 12, 1864. Brigadier General John Hunt Morgan led 1,400 cavalry and 800 infantry through Pound Gap, raiding Mount Sterling and capturing 380 Union soldiers. His goal was to distract Union forces from Preston's Salt Work in Virginia. Battle of Cynthiana, June 12, 1864. After raiding Lexington and capturing 2,000 horses, Morgan defeated the 400-man Union garrison at Cynthiana. The next day, lacking ammunition, his men were routed by Union forces under Burbage. On the retreat to Virginia, Morgan rested briefly in Prestonsburg, chatting with locals before continuing south.